The following episode includes the topics of drug abuse, discrimination, and self-harm. These topics may be triggering to our listeners, so if you need to skip this episode, that's totally fine. Now, on with the show. Welcome back to another episode of New Year, New Look, New Podcast.
I'm Alana.
I'm Annalie.
And I'm Nathan. Sit back, relax, and enjoy today's topic.
I'm sorry, I'm hyperventilating. I just ran up the stairs so fast. But anyway, guys, we're talking about next class.
Yes. Well, what a way to start. We're finally doing our next class discussions, y'all.
Yay.
To be frank, it's been almost a year since I watched next class. So I kind of forgot what happens in this show.
And I got Taco Bell.
Yes, Taco Bell. What did you get?
So we told Alana that it was imperative that before we start our discussion,
yes.
We need a Taco Bell haul.
Yes.
Okay, everybody. So I'm pretty sure I ordered a medium Baja Blast and they gave me a large.
Awesome.
And maybe I ordered a large. I don't remember. Okay. Oh, it's in little containers. I bet these are my nacho fries. These are my nacho fries. I got large nacho fries. I got Doritos Locos Taco with just meat and cheese, which is how all of these go because I like things plain. Don't make fun of me.
I'm not.
And then I got, it's ironic, I got the nacho fries and then I got the loaded nachos, but they're not really loaded. They just have meat and cheese. Anyways, that's my Taco Bell haul. And now let's talk about next class.
I'm cutting all that out. No, I'm kidding. Yeah, let's... <Boo. laughs> No, I'm kidding. Yeah, so we're going to talk about next class, which was the... it's the next generation, as we like to call it.
I like to say that it's engraved in my brain forever because way back in high school, when I first started watching the show... I accidentally watched Next Class first because it was on Netflix and it's what was easily accessible because at the time, Next Generation wasn't on Max and it wasn't as easily accessible. And I was like, oh yeah, this is where I start. And then I was like, wait, why does everybody know each other? Wait, why are these reoccurring characters? Wait, why is this relationship between Tristan and Miles something I'm supposed to know? Like,
yeah.
I was so confused.
What happened to Maya? Like,
and then what? No, literally.
Yeah.
And then I went back and I rewatched from, you know, I went, and I watched from the very beginning and then I went all the way back through Next Class and I was like, oh, that makes sense. So Next Class is engraved in my brain forever.
Very beginning, meaning Next Class season one and then just, or Next Generation season one and then going back.
Yes. And then I also did a rewatch where I went and I watched old school Degrassi.
Still need to do.
Which is why I've also seen it. Which is why I did two different ones.
Wow. I can't imagine watching. Just knowing everything that happens in Next Class. I can't imagine that being your introduction to the show.
Yeah.
I don't know if I comprehended all of it. But I remember I fully watched, like, I knew about Time Stand Still and I knew what was going to happen to Jimmy. And I'm pretty sure I watched it like out of order. I think I like watched some video and I watched it out of order. And then when I got to the episode, I was like, oh, I watched this one. I don't know. High school Alana was weird.
Yeah.
She liked to know things.
So,
but, like,
yeah.
Not really.
Degrassi Next Class is, of course, the continuation of the characters that we met in season 11, 12, somewhere around there next
about
year?
11, 12
about 11, yeah, 11,
some
12-ish.
Came later on
and the show was streaming on Netflix. Is it still on there?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, they haven't like taken it off. I figured they would like be taken off because like streaming platforms like to remove shows for unnecessary reasons. HBO Max, Over the Garden Wall, anyways, but we're not talking about that. I'm going to be kind of honest. I wasn't looking forward to Next Class when we were
I get
watching it,
that.
because I thought it was going to be, because like it is the, as of now, it is the, like the most recent thing produced in the Degrassi canon, but at series wise. And so I thought, oh, it's going to be like they're going to try to be hip with the recent younger generation, and I'm just going to be cringing a lot. That at first happened, but as I kept watching, Next Class is good. I'm sorry. Next Class is really
I
good.
agree, especially like when we finally like dive into the end of season two, which,
Oh
oof.
yeah, season two is where things really start,
I
like.
remember it actually came up around this time a year ago. We were watching it with you, Nathan,
Awesome.
and I one of my memories was us watching the very last episode of season two, and you were like, what?
I was totally shocked.
Because it ends on a freaking cliffhanger, man.
Yes, which we will get to here in a moment.
Yeah. So
So,
today we are talking about seasons one and two. We're
yes.
similar to what we would do for Next Generation, where we would do it per season. We're going to break it up and do seasons one and two, and then three and four in a separate episode.
Because each season has like what, 10 episodes each?
Yeah.
And also, Next Class is very weighty. There's a lot
Yeah.
of weight.
Yeah.
Next Class that I feel like if we tried to shove all four seasons
Oh my God, yes.
into one
They
episode,
do so
it would
much.
be like 2 hours long.
You bring
We
up a
don't need
good.
a repeat of season 10.
No, God, that's still our longest episode, I think. But speaking of like it being weighty, there were several times when watching Next Class where I'm reminding myself that we are on Netflix and we are no longer like confined to the like restrictions of like
Check your triggers,
public
people.
like television, you know, like we're not,
Yeah.
yeah, like, but then there were several moments where I'm like, oh God, oh they go there. Next Class goes there.
They had to keep going with the mantra, but they were
Yeah.
like, we can bring this mantra up times two because we're on Netflix now.
Yeah, we're at they're at the top. How can they go higher? Is what they did with Next Class.
Facts.
Netflix class. All right, so let's get into it. Season one, Next Class. How do they start the show? By referencing Drake.
Started from the bottom, now we're here.
Yeah.
According to the wiki, this is the third time that Drake was mentioned in Degrassi.
That's right, yeah, because he was mentioned
Oh yeah.
in like what was it,
In
man?
Degrassi Takes Manhattan and I
Yes.
Want It That Way Part Two.
What season was that? Ten
I
was
don't
that? Was
remember
that
off the
ten?
top of my
I
head,
don't
honestly. I think someday, sometime.
Someone will
This is
correct
also,
us.
this is when we get the return of Archibald.
Archie
Oh,
Simpson,
I
yes,
missed him.
sir.
He's been gone too long.
Yes.
So, season one starts off with the race for class president. And it's between Miles and Tristan. And at this point, Miles and Tristan are broken up.
Yeah.
And they do end up hooking up in this episode. And they are going up against each other. And I just need to say that I looked at the title for this the first time I was watching it. Hashtag booty call, and I was like,
Also,
what?
real quick,
What?
can we talk about the hashtags real quick? Because I swear,
Yeah.
either I can't remember which came out first, but either Degrassi or Sam and Cat stole each other's thunder by having hashtags before each
Oh,
episode. Like,
that might have been, I don't know.
well, they're not on Nickelodeon
Degrassi's
anymore,
more
so like,
recent, so.
yeah. So Degrassi copied Sam and Cat. I'm sorry, but yeah, like every episode
Or
begins
maybe
with a
they just wanted
hashtag.
to be cool and hip. I don't know. Maybe they didn't even know about Sam and Cat
That
because
could
they're
I,
from different parts of the world,
well,
the area.
true, the
The world,
world.
the area,
Yeah,
not the world.
but
Like,
like
literal.
I think Sam and Cat did that with the hashtags to make it more trendable on Twitter. So like I think that's also why Next
Well,
Class did
and
that as well.
when you look at the which hot take, I actually really like the Next Class theme song. It's so
Yeah.
good. It's so good.
Whatever it takes.
Emily and I were
I
excited for
know.
Nathan to get to that
It
because it's
makes
a
me
banger.
dance. The other one is
And
like,
so does Tiny, because he's dancing in the
let me step clap and like, you
it
know?
takes. Yeah.
Yeah,
Oh.
it's like more like, and like obviously you have the rocking whatever it takes, which is all good. But this one, it's so different, but also the same.
And
Yeah.
also the intro, like is different from like previous seasons, because like past, I mean, they always like do original like content for the intro itself, but the past couple seasons, last seasons of Next Class, they're like, let's just put clips from previous episodes in the intro. But here they're like, oh, we're seeing the Instagram pages of Tristan and Miles and Tiny and Lola and Frankie, and it's like original videos of them like, hey, what's up, we're at high school, wow, you know, like.
Like Vine-esque kind of
Yeah.
videos and like
When
RIP
I was
Vine,
about,
you
wasn't
were
Vine
real.
already like on its way out when the show came out?
20.
More like to catered to the era of
2016.
technology.
Right.
2016 is when it came out, so Vine was still around.
Okay.
Vine died when? I'm gonna Google when did Vine die?
They really did pack so much
Vine
in
official
2017.
January 17th, 2017.
So
So,
Vine was still around.
okay.
And that's kind of what those made me think of, like the news, like almost news feedy, early Instagram.
JT would have been a Vine celebrity. Anyways,
Oh yeah,
yeah.
true.
All right. So yeah, back to, so yeah, the presidential race between Tristan and Miles. What is it with Degrassi and like presidential races who are like relationships, like Sav and Holly J, and then like that's about it.
They love to do that.
They do.
I live for the drama. And also, just Tristan and Miles go on such a crazy roller coaster in Next
Oh
Class.
my God.
Love or
Tristan.
hate them, crazy,
Tristan
crazy
and Miles
wild
make
ride.
me want to hit my head against a wall.
Yeah, actually.
I
In
kind
the
of,
best way.
here's the thing. I kind of preferred them more here. Like, they're not perfect. They're still not perfect characters. Like, there's flaws everywhere. But I tolerated them more in this show, if that makes sense.
I actually like
Yeah.
just in general love Miles as a character.
Yeah.
I think Miles is a
Yeah.
very well thought out character.
I agree. And it's interesting.
And
And like,
so, yeah.
there's so much Hollingsworth drama because they literally, in one of the first episodes, like, Miles sees, like, because at this point, her parents are getting a divorce.
Yep, the Hollingsworth. Yep.
Because his dad is abusive and so messy.
And he's a Green Goblin.
There it
That
is.
joke will never
He
die.
won't ever die. But they have that whole thing happening. And then he walks in and he sees his mom making out with someone, not
Yeah.
realizing that it is actually her dad.
It is Life with Derek,
They're
Dad.
seeing each other and you're like, oh.
It is
True.
the
Like the whole part, the Hollingsworth family, because not only do they have that stuff going on, but Miles, it comes in, it's a really interesting conversation with mental health in
Oh
this
yeah. Oh yeah.
season, especially with, you know, Miles's drug abuse and Hunter's mental health, and like those things are really interesting. I don't know. I just love like how interesting they are. And like, again, Degrassi does such a great job talking about like doing the same type of storyline, but doing it in a completely different way. And
Yeah.
I think they do a really good job with that, specifically with literally everything that they put the Hollingsworth family through in this, specifically these two seasons. So there's that.
Yeah.
Another thing that I found really interesting is that they also start talking about some like physical illnesses as well. They talk about Grace's cystic fibrosis,
Oh,
which
I've,
was really
yeah.
interesting too. And like, I'm sure that that representation must have been phenomenal. It was just interesting because I was like, they didn't really cover a lot of those other than cancer
Yeah, I was about to
that I could
say,
think about.
like, everyone, it felt like almost all the characters had like something going on cancer-wise in like OG Next Gen. But you bring up a good point with like Grace's what does she have? Cystic
Cystic
fibrosis. Yeah. Now here's the thing. I liked Grace when she was on the latter half of Next Gen. But I don't know what it is. You give a character something to sympathize with, or like you give them like a a wrench in their journey, throw a wrench in their character arc or whatever, I'm going to love them more. You know what I mean? Like, it's just, I don't know. Like, Grace, I really felt for her this season. And also, we briefly touched on this in the our season 14 discussion, but the last four episodes of season 14 was sort of like a pilot for Next Class. It was like a mini, it was basically the school's out of Next Gen, basically. And, but it focused on the Next Class characters. And Grace and Zoe had this like, oh, we're best friends, but like Zoe is questioning who she is. And there's a moment where like you think, oh, Zoe and Grace are going to hook up, and they do have a really strong friendship.
Yeah,
I don't know, like I kind of ship it. Okay. What's the ship name?
Growy.
Zace.
The one thing with the CF though is I feel like, and we've talked about this with plenty of other plot lines, of like they could have really built on it more, because it's like mentioned in an episode, and then I think it's like mentioned in another episode. It's only mentioned like a couple of times, but like CF is a big deal, because like it's a really serious condition at times. And so the fact that like it was only mentioned a handful of times, when like CF can really like, it can kill you. So if you're exposed to the wrong thing. But anyway, that was my only thing. It's like, I loved that it added depth to Grace's character. I just wish that it would have been built on even more,
personally. I agree. And I think that was the same thing with Holly J and her whole
kidney.
Yes, that whole thing where like they did show, like, I feel like it also added a lot of depth to her character. And obviously, you know, it was okay because she got her kidney. It's not even like if they had more time, because Grace fully graduated. I just think it would have been interesting if they had got another season, like where it would have gone, if she would have, what they would have been able to possibly explore with that. So I totally agree with you there. Maya's bands that like almost initially at first, it almost causes her and Zig to break up, because Zig is like jealous of Jonah for literally no reason. Exactly. And then he literally goes, because they like leave together on a gig and she's not answering, and he's like, well, she's done, she's gonna hook up with Jonah. And then she hooks up with Zoe and cheats on Maya with Zoe, and I was like, what sir?
Can I just say one thing? Doing so well. Can I just say one thing about Maya's band real quick, which had like Jonah and Grace in them? I didn't like it, because I didn't like the whole like synth like remix of the whole like the like stuff that they were doing in the songs.
I like some of them. I like some of the songs though.
I think Maya works better solo for her music stuff this season. Just my opinion. All right.
I want to circle back to Miles and his mental health and drug abuse, but we can't do that without talking about our new friend, Esme.
Remember how I said that Tristan and Miles make me want to hit my head against a wall?
Oh, God, yeah.
Esme even more so.
Esme, okay.
And here's the thing. I'm going to preface this by saying I get that she has her own mental health, whatever was going on that they need to unpack, because the show got canceled.
I wish we did.
Yeah,
but
we're going to go more into
it
this.
It does not change the fact that she infuriates me.
That, I mean,
the actor's amazing.
Oh
that
my god,
that means she's
doing
her job.
Like, we'll get more into this in our part two when we cover season 3 and 4.
I can't wait to rant with Evie about it.
Oh, there's a sneak peek, audience. But like, I really wish that like we got a season 5 just to tie up the loose ends with the non-graduated characters, including Esme, because like I wanted to see like her journey into like her struggle with her mental health and just all that stuff. But the things the character would do, like one of my favorite moments I think this happened either in this season or next season, is she like cuts her hair, her own hair, gives it to Miles.
This season.
Yeah, and then she's like, Miss Perino, or whoever the character
Miles
was.
Miles cut my hair.
And then he's just like, no. And he's holding the scissors.
I'm sorry. You wouldn't have that experience and go, this woman is crazy. Maybe we shouldn't be hanging out. That would be enough for me to be like, yeah, no, I'm good.
Yeah, like,
and
hasn't...
was very much encouraging him to
hi, do take bad my things. Thumbs.
Yeah,
take
she
my
gave
drugs.
Him, yeah, she gave him pills.
For take my prescription drugs.
Yes. I feel like Esme doesn't go full crazy until season four, or like later season three. But like, the blueprints are there. The foundation has been laid for Esme and
it's her clear that there's a lot going on.
Yeah.
And it's like starting to get expanded upon, and then it obviously can't because there was no season five. I love Chelsea Clark. Chelsea Clark is so good. She did such a great job with Esme. And I was very excited to see her at Ginny and Georgia. Am I the biggest fan of Ginny and Georgia? No. You know why I watch it? Because there's Degrassi stars in it. Because Sarah's in it. Raymond's in it. Chelsea's in it. There's so many icons in that show. So I watch Ginny and Georgia for not the plot. For the Degrassi characters.
Yeah, this is Alana, the show. This is Alana season five of Next Class. Like, just
this is my multiverse of madness.
Yes.
So
we talked about Esme.
Maya writing songs.
Yeah.
About creepy people.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, this is not
okay. Oh yeah.
Hey, this is not okay.
That's all I remember of that song.
Yeah.
I like that song. Honestly, we're at the exact same part in the way
right
now.
It only gets a little annoying because she sings it so much.
Yeah. Oh my god.
They
yeah.
overused that song, in my opinion.
They did.
This is their Everybody Wants Something.
Literally.
Yeah.
Oh, Shay and Tiny. Aren't Shay
and
Tiny in this
yeah.
season?
Shay and Tiny are...
Because that episode is like... Shay and Tiny have finally, because it started with when Shay friggin was like stuffing her bra.
Yeah, and like
dress Tiny.
Didn't she like stuff her pants as well, or like something about? That's why it was called Booty Call or something. The first episode.
Oh, it was her pants, not her bra.
Oh, okay, yeah, her pants.
Oh, she also. Oh no, she edited it. Lola edited a photo.
Yeah, yeah. And then she was like, she like spilled some kind of chemical on her pants, and then the teacher was like, oh, you need to like do something, and Tiny's just like, because that's her lab partner, right? They were doing like a chem lab together. Yeah,
they're so cute. I love Shay and Tiny.
I will real quick, I mean, we've talked about the Hollingsworths. Hunter is not the best.
But that actor does such a good job playing him.
That is true.
He
but,
does but so
I,
good.
But I was going to say, Hunter may be a jerk. His gamer friends, some of the best characters in the show. We got freaking... What are their names?
You can't say they're the best characters in the show.
It's been a minute, okay? I know one is like...
it's literally... Yael has my heart in that
Yael.
Scene.
There's Yael, there's VJ, yeah. And then...
And, Boz,
yeah. Those three are like... especially Boz and VJ, like, they have sort of... They have a Toby, JT kind of dynamic, if that makes sense. Because they're always, like, picking on each other, and they're like...
Yeah.
Anything involving Hunter and the whole gang, like that. Oh, I can't remember if it was this season or next season, or like either 1 to 3. But they're like at the Hollingsworth place, and then like Yael shows up, and then they're like, "What are we guys doing?" Oh, we're gonna look at porn or something like that. And then Yael's like, "Okay, cool." And then she's like, or something. I really don't remember. Back me up.
I would, but I don't remember the exact situation.
You know what I'm talking about, right?
I do know what you're talking
okay,
about.
Okay, good.
Yeah. Because that was when Yael was kind of like, I don't fit in.
That may have played in more into next season. Probably.
Yeah.
But do you want to know, I think, the plot line that the most made me realize we're on Netflix now?
Which one?
Lola learning about masturbation.
Oh, yes.
That is when I went, we are not on Teen Nick anymore.
No.
Because while, yes, we had teen pregnancy, you know what I mean? Like,
I mean, we had masturbation storylines.
JT,
but it was
like,
not,
I mean,
like, so it was talked about.
Yeah. It was a silly little thing of like Claire would be like, oh, can I do this? And they'd go, yeah, it's and perfectly
she,
normal.
And she had that whole
End
moment
of conversation.
Where she and she had that moment where she shut down Holly J. Like,
and if you did it, maybe you wouldn't be so mean.
Yeah.
This was like very,
my parents and I just finished that episode when I was home.
But this one's like very outward. Like Lola straight up like goes to a doctor. Lola gets the pamphlet.
Yeah, she's like
Lola
reading
reads the pamphlet
in class.
Like it's very just prominent and outward compared to before.
There was another moment that we're just like jumping around the season one at first, but
that's okay.
There's a whole plot point, like a whole overarching plot point where like there's someone stalking Maya. And throughout the process, there's one moment where she's like live streaming from her house to like try and like, well, she's doing music, but I think it was also to like catch the guy in a sense.
I think the live stream, she was performing at some event or
something,
protest or something.
They were like, she was playing at home, but they were watching it at the school, I think. This may have been next season, but I can't remember. And,
no, it's this season. You're right.
Okay, so like she's playing her guitar, she's singing, and then SWAT team people show up, and I literally wrote in my notes, "Holy shit, they did a swatting episode!"
Yes.
And what I remember watching this episode with Annalie, and then she was like, "They do something here that I've never heard about until this episode." And then when I saw it, I'm like, "Oh yeah, swatting! Like that's a
like I'd never heard about that in my life.
It is a common thing, mostly within the gaming world, which makes sense because who we eventually find out. But
yeah,
like it's basically where like you'll call a report to like someone streaming, and then SWAT team will show up. They'll usually say like someone's kidnapped or a bomb threat or whatever, and then they bust down the door, oh, open up, da da da, and it's like, no, this is a thing. It's terrible. SWATting is like the worst. It's the worst. That's it. Like, and I was actually kind of surprised they covered that, because then I remembered, and that made me also realize that we are in more current times, you know?
Yeah. They move really fast in this show. I think I'm on episode 5, and I totally forgot that, like, Lola and Tiny, like, start, like, dating in, like, episode 5.
Also, we got a new hangout spot. Lola's Cantina. Woo!
Yes.
We're not at the dot all the time anymore.
True.
Not at the dot, like, ever anymore.
No, they're only strictly at Lola's Cantina. It's
Which
always like
is Lola's family's business.
Yeah, it's very much because, like, Lola has, like, a Hispanic background. And so it's, like, you know, they got, like, Hispanic foods and stuff. It's cool.
I'm sorry, I totally just forgot about the episode in season one. Grace is the only person that knows that Zoe's gay because she stuffs herself right back into the closet. Oh no, Tristan knows too.
Tristan
knows
yeah.
too, I believe. If not right away, he definitely knows. Takes one to know one. Anyways, I forget that she's like, the plot literally says, Zoe worries that no one will accept her for being gay. So she turns to the one person she feels will understand, her father. I totally
Which is the guy from Gilmore Girls. Right?
Yeah.
Isn't it literally? Oh my God.
Chris from Gilmore Girls?
Yes.
Yeah. I forget what his name is in real
life.
Oh
my God. Yes, it is. That's literally so crazy, too.
Yeah.
I totally forgot that whole thing happened. And then I was like, what?
And so after that, that's when we go through the whole like, she's trying to repress it, and so then she causes Zig to cheat on Maya.
Yeah.
Oh, on episode 7.
See, like, we're starting to like Zoe in this era, this show. But
you
she
start to.
You start to, but then she'll and do she, that. She'll do like certain
and she
things.
Does this.
Yeah. Zoe does get really better.
Does get really better.
At, you know what I meant. She gets better at the end of next season. Season two. So.
I'm looking at the rest of this season. I know I wrote so many things.
Real quick, because like Hunter's revealed to be the stalker, right?
Yeah.
And the one so, yeah, because it was all because of his gaming club
getting
in trouble for being misogynistic.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. I totally forgot that plot
line. So that's what started the whole ordeal.
But then this results in, doesn't Hunter like go after the school? Is this the season or?
So, okay.
I think so. Yeah. No, yeah. Because like they're having a prom or some kind of like event, and then like Hunter goes in there with a gun, and then Miles has to like talk him out of it. And Tristan,
yes,
I think.
I believe that that's at the end of this season, actually.
That's the season finale. Okay.
Yeah. All the Hollingsworth siblings have so many like different paths.
Yeah. So while Hunter's going through crisis, Miles is realizing he's getting addicted to drugs.
And Frankie is just feeling lost and sad.
Yeah.
And
like
she has no idea who she is because she's trying to like date Jonah, but then she also says Winston.
Yep.
And so they're just all really going through it.
Yep.
For real. And then season two, man.
I was about to say that's season one of
I was
Next
like,
Class.
That's
yeah.
season one in a nutshell.
Because here's the thing. And the whole thing before the dance or whatever it was that he brought the stuff to is Zig confronted Hunter in the bathroom. And I'm over here just like, hi, Zig. Do we not remember, not to remind you?
Yeah.
Of the last time you did something like
that.
Oh,
yeah.
Like,
yeah.
But.
Sarah was not thinking.
Slow your roll. You don't have a good track record.
Yeah, just rip your sleeves
of
off and just.
People.
Yeah, just wear your sleeveless t-shirts and just cook.
And
like,
just,
that's.
Like, yeah. Let adults handle it.
Yeah.
But, yeah. But basically, when that whole thing happens, Miles, like the good brother he is, realizes that the gun is missing at the house.
Yep.
And that's when he calls Tristan, and Tristan's like, shoot, I'm like literally in the room with him right now.
Yeah.
Right now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Because it's like Tristan and Miles trying to like talk him out of it. And then,
So he like gave him the phone, and then it didn't happen.
And Frankie's
also,
like,
that same episode is when Hunter asks Yael to the dance, and Yael accepts. But like, Yael like knows everything, and Hunter's like, oh, like, they can't prove everything, da 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 da. And like, Simpson is like, if no one comes forward, if they come forward, like, they won't play, like, have charges.
Yeah.
But like, Yael, BJ, and Vaj, like, they all, I just combined their names.
You said Vaj,
BJ,
and BJ.
And Vaj.
VJ and Boz, yeah.
They all like, are like, okay, we did it. I'm sorry. But Hunter's like, you betrayed me, da 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 da. And then, oh, I forgot all this. This is where he starts to get self-destructive, and he literally like shoves Yael to the ground.
Yeah.
Like, leave me alone.
Yeah.
Well,
this is so descriptive.
Then this is also, which then plays into like next season even, is Miles, because of all of his issues, is like, I'm gonna go to boarding school. I'm not gonna go here anymore.
Yeah.
But then like. So then that's kind of where we're at by the end of that. But by the end of season one, Maya and Zig are no longer together.
Nope.
Now, like, Hunter and Yael are no longer friends. Hunter and Baz are no longer friends.
Tristan and Miles, that's still questionable.
Still like, weird. Like, everyone's a mess.
Yeah.
That's just 10 episodes.
But Winston is still thriving.
But Winston's chilling.
Winston,
like, is ready to freaking tell Frankie he he's vibing with her.
But yeah, that's season one.
Season one.
Are we ready to
move on? Then we hit the ground running with episode one of season two.
Yes.
Where they said, boom, racism.
Yeah.
Boom, and Hunter's going to crash his car.
Racism? Hunter's going to literally, yeah, crash the car.
Oh my God.
And also, this racism plotline is going to probably be here like the entire season.
No, yeah, it's
the entire season. Is it necessarily a bad thing? I just think it could have been done better.
Oh, yeah.
I totally agree. From
conversations I've seen online of like what people have thought about this plotline is like there's lots of ways, as we've talked about before, there's lots of ways that Degrassi could handle things differently.
Yeah.
Or better or improve. Totally. I do think like it was a good thing to talk about. And obviously we are all white. We can't speak on the experiences of people. No. So that's why I'm just saying based off of discourse that I've seen online from people talking about it, how it could have been done better. So I'm not going to touch too deeply on that topic. Yeah.
Especially like I don't really feel like it's our place as white people, but I totally agree. It
was a big focus of season two.
Yeah,
I will and say it though,
absolutely could have been handled completely differently.
100%. Like, but the one thing that I felt like, for character wise, Frankie, I feel like was just wrong throughout the entire plot line through the entire season because she done things like she like real quick. It's between Degrassi and like a rival volleyball team. That's what it is, and it's from a all black school. And they like I'm trying to remember exactly what happened, but like
they make a banner.
They make a banner depicting
them as animals.
And yeah. then Frankie like she tries to make it better, being like, hey, sorry, let's create like this mixer and then like we'll get to know each other better. And they're just like, no, girl. They're just like they're done with her. Which then this causes a rift between her and Shay, because up until this point, Frankie and Shay are like this. Fingers crossed. They're like, they're besties.
And the rival school was like, Shay, girl, are you going to take this?
Oh, yeah. Because
you shouldn't be taking this. And Shay's like, So that definitely causes some things. And
when we say throughout the whole season, it's literally not till the final episode of this season where Frankie and Shay patch things up.
Yeah, especially because this also... I guess
even Lola turns on Frankie too, right?
A little bit, yeah. Especially because there's like the whole, I guess this is jumping the gun a little bit, but Frankie's really nervous during the Throwback Thursday episode because...
Oh, we'll get into that episode, yeah.
Yes, but that's when she's asked to sing like the Degrassi like song or whatever,
which we didn't even like, know existed until we'll get into that when we talk about Throwback, but anyways,
but she's so like afraid to do it because she's like, everyone's thinking I'm a racist and I can't do this. Meanwhile, there's a little protest outside, so it totally goes on for the full season. But yeah, let's get into season two.
Yeah. Hunter is at a mental ward. He's at a psych ward. Oh. That's it. Like, that's...
Did you know... Sorry, this is, like... So, the...
Fun fact?
Kinda. The boarding school, or, like, prep school that Miles was gonna transfer to was the same prep school that Declan and Fiona came from.
Oh. No way!
Yeah, Vanderbilt Prep.
Vanderbilt Prep, yep.
Oh, it's for the best.
It's for
the best. Brandon
to Tinsley and
stop
the guy who we don't like.
I will say though, I felt like Mr. Hollingsworth totally went to Vanderbilt just based off of vibes alone.
Honestly, yeah. I see it.
But yes, Hunter's in a psych ward.
Yeah.
And he's diagnosed with depression and possibly oppositional defiant disorder, which as a special education teacher, I could tell you that I would not be shocked by the diagnosis of oppositional defiant disorder because Mans does not do anything anyone tells him to.
Oh my God. Yeah. He's like,
that's the complete opposite.
Yeah.
Out of
him. He does like Hunter is like in this place and he's of course pissed about it, but his parents are like, this is the best thing to do. And even Miles is like, yeah, this is better. Everyone else around him is saying this is better for him, but Miles, or not Miles, but Hunter is like, I don't want to do this. And he's also mad because like he's away from his games and his friends, and he's just like, there's nothing to do here, and he goes crazy and it's just
tries to escape.
He tries to escape. He like, what did he tried to like call Miles, I think.
Yeah. And I do think it's better because once he starts to get like some visitors, obviously he's not happy about it.
Yeah.
But it's a really, really big step when Yael visits him.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So he's like, there's hope. Go forgive me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yael is one of my favorite new additions to this show, particularly starting in this season. Yael. Just for, like you said, her showing up for Hunter. And I'm just like, oh, yeah, this character's really cool. But the character becomes amazing in the next seasons, which we'll get into.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff with Lola and Tiny. But the big thing this season is that Tiny gets suspended.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah, he gets suspended for...
Oh, I literally just forgot.
What does he do? I'm like... Hashtag buy me pizza. Tell me. That's what episode 4
was. Wasn't it for like the gang stuff in the past?
Oh, he's suspended for fighting. He gets into some fight.
Oh, yeah, because he was suspended right after. Because currently, Tiny and Lola are together instead of Tiny and Shay.
Yeah.
And Lola's upset because Tiny wants her to delete her dating profile, as she should. And she's like, why do I have to delete my dating profile?
She's like, I look good in these pictures.
Oh my God. You know what it is? I'm pretty sure it was because she was talking to a guy on the dating app and he bought her a pizza and he fought the pizza guy.
Yo, that's exactly what it was. That's why it's called Buy Me Pizza, because it was like some kind of thing.
Sorry, I'm giggling because every one of these wiki pages is telling me when the episodes first premiered in Australia, and I don't know why.
Did they come out before in Australia, or like...
I don't know. But they specifically marked that this episode was the second time Grace says go to hell, and she's the second character in Degrassi series history to say go to hell twice. The other one being Sean.
Sean. Yes. Oh, that makes sense. Yeah.
But anyway.
I love that.
Support the troops. Anyways.
And now. Now we can talk about such iconic episodes.
Throwback Thursday. Throwback
Thursday is cringy but wonderful at the same time.
I was about to say, yeah.
Nathan, every single time he would get to like, either like nearing the time of when some of our favorite characters were leaving, he'd be like, because we told him that there was a Throwback Thursday episode and that there'd be like reoccurring characters. We didn't tell him anyone. And he's like, is so-and-so going to be there? Is so-and-so going to be there? And we're like, maybe. You'll just have to see.
So this episode is kind of like, you know when like, it reminds me of that episode of Girl Meets World when like everyone from Boy Meets World is like in the house, you know?
Yes.
But also I wrote this in my notes. I felt like every time an old character showed up, we needed an applause sound effect, like an old sitcom, like, oh sorry, oh my god, it's Jake Epstein.
Honestly, part of the reason they did this is because it was the 500th episode of Degrassi.
Yes. Yes,
and it was. So it says the number 500 was mentioned 3 times in the episode. Featured appearances from Paige, Craig, Marco, Emma, Liberty, Holly J, Mo, Sav, and Spinner. But mentioned Terry, Manny, Jimmy, and Heather Sinclair were all mentioned in the episode.
I literally I wrote in my notes, despite referencing him at the start of season 1, Drake does not return as Jimmy Brooks for the reunion episode.
Paige and Marco are friends again.
Yeah. They apparently
that's a big one.
Like slapped him in Hollywood.
Because that was the thing that Nathan was like, that's it. And as of right now, my parents think they're never gonna talk again.
And Deb, don't listen to this.
they will not. So much time before we get to next class, but they'll be happy to know that like they patched it up. I liked just the line of do you want me to slap you again?
Yeah. I want to know how they patched up, though. Like, there's some, like, there's some mini missing somewhere of, like, how they patched things up after Hollywood.
But, yeah, so they mention a ton of things from previous episodes, because you've got the racism protest outside of the schools. So you've got Emma and Liberty who are, like, for the power, for the people.
Yeah.
And they join. And so Emma mentions about the time that she flashed everyone.
Oh God. Yeah, purple dragon. Purple dragon.
Sav talks about Janie and the Stoods.
And they're in the band room and he's like practicing because they're gonna do like a concert thing.
Yeah, and Tristan talks about Manny
back out. They're like, I'm sorry, like I can't perform with you because you're kind of known as a racist right now.
Oh yeah. What like a
it
king.
Would look bad for my politician image.
Yeah, cause Sav, he's good.
Trista talks about Manny's pregnancy because evidently she was planning on singing about it at the gala.
Missed opportunity.
But Cassie Steele is nowhere in this episode, or Alexis Steele either. Like
my favorite cameo, and I was also just excited because I know Nathan loves Mo so much. I was so excited because Mo was just like, I was like, oh, and Mo's here. And you're like, Mo's here?
No, because like they don't crazy. Give him like a oh he's here introduction, like what they did with other characters.
He's just like on the stage.
So he's on the stage, he's like, hey, what's up, Degrassi? And I'm like, there's my guy.
Spinner you're like talks he's about... doing exactly what I expected him to do.
Spinner talks about getting a boner in class, cheating on Paige, and being involved in Jimmy getting shot. And evidently, which I need to go back and watch it, Stephen Stone made a cameo appearance.
Really?
Oh!
And then Craig sings Rescue You because it's the one of the only songs he sings.
True.
And then Tiny talks about freaking... Why can't I remember his brother's name? He talks about Vince. His brother back Vince. In jail. Vince. Vince is back in jail.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, that's everything that happened in the throwback.
I love that episode. The behind the scenes are awesome.
I think where Stephen Stone is at is in the episode or in the scene where they're all around the tables, like near the end of it.
Oh, yeah.
Also, we forgot to, I say we forgot to mention this character showing up, but he like shows up in like three more episodes after this, but Peter's back. Yay.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I wrote in my notes, hi, Peter. Because Peter's working at
Peter is Maya's co-op person.
TikTok's Jamie Johnson is in the next four episodes.
I just think it's a little weird because she ends up like showing up to the party like with my like Peter and like Sav and Spinner and all of them because she's like, oh, he likes me, and then she's like, why did
like
I do
they're
that?
At like dinner or something, because it's implied that like after the reunion they're like, oh, they're like back in town for like the week, and then like Spinner makes a compliment of like, oh, me and Emma are buying a house, which means Spimma is still canon, let's go.
Yes. Yeah. And here's the thing, so after this happens, so like Peter's in it for a while because he's Maya's co-op person. Maya and like Zig aren't really on great like terms, and so Maya's like, I'm just gonna become friends with Peter, which who's gonna tell her that that's kind of creepy?
Yeah,
like you should not be being friends with a young adult man.
I was about to say this sounds very much like Claire and Asher almost. It was giving that vibe.
Luckily, Peter's not creepy in that way.
No,
he actually kind of chill.
He just does meth. That's it. Like,
well, not anymore.
Well, yeah, he's clean.
But yeah, so that happens. But this says, which I didn't notice, in the episode after Throwback, Peter turns 24. Which means they're retconning his age to match the changes in Degrassi seasons 10 and 13.
Oh.
Because technically he wouldn't have been that age, I don't think.
Yeah.
I don't
know.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's where she's at. She's at the
I never pay
party.
Attention to how old people are supposed to be. But, yeah.
I don't even know.
Yeah.
Let's see what else happens that's important in this season.
This season, doesn't Maya start opening up more about what happened to Cameron? Is that next season?
Next season.
Okay. So my note.
Winston and Zoe get together because again, she is trying to stuff herself back into the closet.
I like them, And I mean, I like them together, but once we get to the big moment at the end of the season, they still are like friends, you know? Although, speaking of racism, Zoe puts on a geisha outfit.
Oh, yes.
And freaking Winston's like, we did not agree on this. Why are you dressed like this? Because they're doing like some like report on like, I assume Chinese culture, but like, she's dressed up as a geisha.
Also, when we deal with some self-harm stuff with Zoe too, is what we start to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she starts posting it online too.
Mm-hmm.
And I think someone finds her and is like, oh my God, like, I feel like it's Grace being like, did you do this? And it ends up like, you know, like she ends up posting like other things online. And there's the whole like online thing of like her and Winston and Tristan and Miles are competing to be like the cutest couple or whatever. So there's all that.
And then real quick, we got to talk about Magic Mike, a.k.a.
Zoe, oh my God,
auditioning for a dance job and a for strippers.
It's just Zig, actually.
Just Zig. Oh,
yeah, because, yeah, well, Tiny, like, he's about to do it, but then either they don't pick him or, like, he backs out of it. But then Zig's like, oh, yeah, I can dance. And then the audition lady's like, take off your shirt. And he's like, what?
he's like, I'm a child.
Yeah.
Hi, like, are we not going to talk about the fact that this is illegal?
Yeah.
Like, you can, you know.
Yeah, no.
For so many reasons, this is bad. Why is this a plot line?
So bad. It's so bad. So bad,
but also so funny.
Yeah, so there's that.
Yeah, there's.
At this point, I think Frankie and Jonah are together.
Jonah now, and Frankie. And
they're still like, well, I don't know. I was like, Jonah and Frankie are not the main focus in this season.
No. Is Grace
and obviously
Jonah
Tristan and Miles
season?
Are together? Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, because I believe, oh my God, there's so much that happened. Because the end of the season is when Hunter and Yael, like, I think finally start to kind of get together, but their moment gets interrupted.
Yeah.
That whole thing.
Yeah, you're right.
Let me see. Am I missing anything?
I mean, we did cover the racism plot line at the start. There's still, yeah, it's just going on in the back, like in the background, in the foreground, all throughout this season. Let's talk about, like, the final episode of
let
this
me
season.
Just make sure we didn't miss anything.
Okay, because everything comes to a head in season two.
Oh, the dancing job, Magic Mike, there's the whole thing with like VJ and Maya with like the song thing.
Oh, I forgot about that.
In I the love the hashtag these things, my confessions.
Maya's music stuff that happens in
it's
season
so good.
One and season two is kind of minimal in as far as importance goes to me.
Yeah.
Grace is into Zig still, and Yael.
Oh,
is
I forgot about
into,
that. Yeah.
No, and Grace Boz is into Grace, and Yael agreed. There was some bet that was lost. Agreed to go on a date with Boz. Because they're at like some house party, and this is when Grace passes out, and Zoe's the only one that, like, and Zig like rejected her, and like she walks off, and like then she turns down Boz, and then she passes out, and Zoe is the only person that knows that she has CF and is like, you gotta get her to the hospital.
I remember this. Yeah.
So I think that's the biggest other thing, I guess.
Wasn't there like an episode where like they can like Boz, like he said something to Grace and then like she like threatened him and he like ran away or something? I remember a meme around him like running off from somewhere.
I think that was her just rejecting him in general.
Okay.
I think.
It's a funny picture though. Anyways. All right. Let's talk about season two.
Last episode.
Season two finale where everything, literally everything, comes to a head and it sets
hashtag
up season three.
OMFG.
Literally, it is. I
so
said
at
that.
First, I think it's kind of just like a chill episode. Like,
it's
the
finals.
Normal drama. Like, Shay wants to date Tiny, and Alola initially says no, but then Lola says, "Fine, it's okay if you date Tiny." So Shay texts him, but he doesn't show up to the game.
But then everyone's still mad at Frankie over the racism.
Yeah,
stuff.
And they're going to a volleyball game.
Volleyball championship.
The championship, yeah.
There was Degrassi students leaving on a separate bus.
Yeah.
Yes.
To go there.
And they realize that, like, the bus, like, none of the people have shown up to the game.
Yeah. And also, right before that is Winston. When Zoe her self-harming is intensifying, and Winston is already starting to second guess this. And then they have, like, a whole moment where, like, they're like, she's like, this is what you want. Da, 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 da.
She's like, dressed up in a old, like, powered cheer uniform.
Yeah.
And
then she finally comes out to him.
Comes out to him.
And then they go to the game together.
But also, like, Winston's very understanding too. He's like, yeah, sure. Yeah, it's whoever you want to be. We'll still be friends. Winston, yeah. I literally wrote,
also getting in a relationship.
They start to, like, blossom that. But
yeah, I put in my notes, Zoe dates Winston for a little bit, king, but Zoe comes out as Lebanese. Sorry, I just like, yeah. I literally put Lebanese.
End of season two madness in all caps.
Oh my God, yeah.
So then, all, like, of this is happening, and then they decide to slap you in the face because the end, all of a sudden, it's just like, oh, hey, where is everyone?
That was
and
on then the bus. Shay,
and then Shay either gets a text or sees it on some, on
the Twitter probably, or the news.
That the bus got in a bus crash, and they literally, like, show everyone gathering around the phone, and they show the bus, like, smoking and all this stuff, and then the episode's over.
It's a really cool effect too, of, like, showing the bus, and it's another reminder. Crazy. It's another reminder. Hey guys, Netflix. Ah, we can show this stuff now. Like, but yeah, literally,
I think it's one of the craziest things that I've seen on Degrassi in a while. And when I first watched this, I was like, what?
Considering this episode premiered in July, they didn't start the next season till January.
Dude, I would have been so pissed.
Oh my God.
If I had to wait, and I already have to do that for some of my favorite shows now. I hate waiting.
No, because it's like, imagine waiting like 6 months for a new season. Meanwhile, Stranger Things final season comes out in like 2 years. So, like, it's must be a Netflix thing. But also, it's revealed also, like, kind of at the end of the season and the beginning of next season, who was on the bus. And we can say that, right? We can say who was on the bus.
Yeah.
Okay.
So the following named characters that were on the bus include Tiny, as we aforementioned because of Shay, Jonah, Grace, Maya, and Tristan. And this bus crash will have a lasting effect on mostly Tristan and Maya. Zig to an extent.
Yeah.
But other than that, that's Degrassi Next Class seasons 1 and 2.
Your thoughts.
I know that was so freaking jumbled and out of order.
Sorry, guys.
When are we?
So long.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. It's been so long since we've done a recap episode. We got to get back in our groove.
Yes. We got to lock in.
And if you have a specific moment of the season that you were like, wow, this is something I love that they covered. This is something that stood out to me from the first two seasons.
Why didn't you talk about this episode? Like,
and if there's or if we missed something, hey, can you unpack this more?
Yeah.
Tell us.
Please, because we absolutely will.
Yes.
If you're on Patreon listening to this early, give us feedback, please.
Oh, yeah. And we'll post a question thing being like, what did you think of the episode on our socials?
Yeah.
AKA Instagram, because that's the only social we really use. TikTok's still there. Hopefully, maybe.
I have some ideas.
Okay. Yes, we will discuss after recording.
Don't you worry.
Okay, so that was our... That's seasons 1 and 2 of Next Class. Check back in, hopefully, the next week when we talk about seasons 3 and 4 with a special guest.
Yay. Hint, we said their name already in this episode.
Oh, they forgot about it, probably. Anyways.
Or they didn't.
If you didn't,
you never know.
It's okay.
Stefan Brogren, welcome to the show.
I wish!
Oh my gosh, yeah.
And Shane Kipple still won't respond to my emails.
Oh, man.
Sorry, I killed a fly.
Awesome. That was season...
My went everywhere.
That was Degrassi Next Class, seasons 1 and 2. I can't speak. I don't know what's going on with me. Anyways, Tell us what you think. Tell us what we missed. Tell us what you hated about this episode. Honestly, all feedback is good feedback.
Tell us what your Taco Bell order is.
Yes, give us your Taco Bell, please sponsor us. I want to eat the big cheese.
If you're listening
when it comes
to this,
out.
Put a taco in the Discord.
Yes,
yes.
Yes. Yes. Yeah, I want to eat the big cheese. Okay. Take care, everyone. All that
and
stuff.
And remember.
Don't
go cuckoo bananas. We are Degrassi. We are whatever the school anthem is.
No matter where I go,
whatever
I know
it takes.
Degrassi.
I know that was such a missed opportunity. It's a missed opportunity to make it whatever it takes. Make a meta joke that the.
Everybody wants something becomes the school anthem.
Everybody wants something they'll never get.
This has been New Year, New Look, New Podcast. You can follow the podcast on Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube. You can follow us, the host, on Instagram and TikTok. We have story posts with handles to follow. You can follow the show wherever you get your podcasts, whether it be Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or Google Podcasts. This episode was made in conjunction with the Degrassi Kid Network. Become a member of the Degrassi Kid Patreon to hear these episodes 2 days before air. We hope you enjoyed our ramblings, and we will see you all in the next episode. Stay tight, Degrassi. Later.